Hello and good day. Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez and I'm here with Aria Shafia from the University of Arizona. Aria, how's it going?
I recently gave my qualifying exams for my PhD candidacy and I passed.
So, yay!
Cool. So I work in the lab of Dr. Donna Zong, and our lab primarily focuses on this antioxidant transcription factor or protein that is known as NRF2. NRF2 is basically, it's a protein. In biological terms, it's a transcription factor. So basically what it does is it's sort of a remote control, I would say, that controls the expression of downstream other genes that are responsible in sort of providing like an antioxidant defense mechanism to our body. So if anything goes wrong in the body, in the cellular level, NRF2 protein level goes up in our body and it controls the expression of other downstream antioxidant genes that would then provide a defense mechanism to fight against any of these harmful things that our body is exposed to, basically.
Yeah, so NFRT is in a way like kind of a superhero in the body.
Yes, but interestingly, this NRF2 previously was found to have a protective mechanism. We have recently discovered that it also has a dual role in cancer. So while it provides a protective mechanism to our body, at the same time, if this protein is constantly upregulated in the body, it can also have a dark side and leads to diseases such as cancer. Because if you think about it, if something that's like protective keeps getting upregulated in a non-canonical manner or a not balanced manner, it's not good for your body, you know, like that basic yin and yang that the body requires. If it's not there, the constant upregulation of NRF2 lead to diseases such as cancer. So my project actually revolves around this idea of how constant upregulation of NRF2 can lead to lung cancer, along with this other protein known as P97.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about the other protein.
The other protein is a little more complicated, but basically its job is to maintain protein homeostasis or protein balance in the body. So while NRF2 maintains the oxidative balance aspect, this P97 maintains the proteostasis aspect.
And so what do you want to do when you're done with your degree?
That's a good question. Before I entered into this field, I think I was more limited to thinking of like just, you know, like a straight line of doing my PhD, going to postdoc, and then, you know, I thought that was a set path, but there's like a lot of fields that I could touch upon. So I'm still kind of trying to reflect myself and see what field I would like the best. So I haven't decided that yet.
What type of music are you listening to right now?
I come from Nepal, so the type of music that I mostly listen to is back home in my native language, in Nepali. And also we're exposed to a lot of Bollywood music, so music from India and Pakistan. So that's like the kind of music I mostly listen to. Recently I've been into Pakistani music, this Pakistani music band, and they're known as Bayan.
Aria, we're super proud of you, super happy you're here at the University of Arizona.
Thank you.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.